So let's get into the practical question of second line therapy, and particularly as we've seen here, and certainly I think is the case in practice, of frequently patients getting bevacizumab in the first line, what you do on disease progression. We'll talk about some of the data that's come out, but maybe we can start out with a case. And Randy, can you tell us about your 70-year-old woman?
Okay, so the patient was a 70-year-old woman who had originally presented with stage 2 colon cancer, KRAS wild type. And stage 2 people, but that's a different discussion, but this patient received no adjuvant therapy. Then about a year ago, she was found on follow-up to have increasing CEA and had inoperable disease, had both visceral disease with liver metastases as well as intra-abdominal lymphadenopathy. Since she was at UCLA and being treated by me, she was started on CAPOX plus bevacizumab and had a nice response and was well tolerated. After 6 cycles, the oxaliplatin was dropped.
She was dropped. She doesn't have any problems with neuropathy.
That's a mild neuropathy, but that's our standard, to drop the oxaliplatin. And then she was continued on, you can call it maintenance, capecitabine and bevacizumab, as we've discussed before, and did well for a period of time. You know, she's 70 years old, and she's a real 70 years old, but not a particularly ill 70-year-old patient, with an ECOG of 1, some persistent mild neuropathy, not severe.
Just out of curiosity, how did she do on the capecitabine bevacizumab in terms of the CAPE and the BEV hypertension?
Two things. One, I have to be honest, maybe I'm not as aggressive, and even though we took part in, actually, Fruzca Benevar ran one of the early bevacizumab trials, but we have not seen really severe hypertension, and often these patients at 70 are already on antihypertensives, so it's a lot of it is tweaking just the antihypertensive. I think it's a really good point that oncologists actually had to look at the blood pressure number, not just to say whether it was too low, but also to see whether it was too high, and we do pay attention to it, though, especially now these patients are living longer and living much longer than they used to when I started as a GI oncologist. But most of them, you know, actually tolerate the CAPOX relatively well. I think you have to be willing to dose adjust, and I think you have to really talk to the patient and follow the patient closely, particularly for hand-foot syndrome.
What happened with her?
I'm trying to remember what the worst hand-foot syndrome. There's just some sort of thickening of the skin. Everyone comments about the darkening, and generally the darker you are, the more darkening you have, which, you know, you have to tell the patient, don't worry about the darkening.
So how long was she on the CAPE and the BEV?
I think it was about 6 months, which is about standard for this. And so normally patients go 9 to 10 months before progression-free survival.
So she had been on a total of 6 months of treatment?
Total about 10, 11 months.
Okay, so 10 or 11 months into treatment, she's still feeling well?
Yes. So asymptomatic, I'm sorry, I did not say that, other than the mild neuropathy.
So she's feeling well, she's on the treatment.
This is a radiologic progression.
And what exactly was seen?
There was some worsening of the liver metastases. And remember, she has extrahepatic disease as well.
And what about the extrahepatic disease?
The lymph nodes probably were also a little bit worse as well. There weren't any lung metastases.